Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. So, like always, every Monday, everybody can listen to us on LA Talk Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. I am in London for almost 2 years right now, and my guest, my wonderful friend, beautiful, beautiful singer-songwriter, she lives in New York. So I would love to introduce our guest to the whole world. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Ilona, and thank you very much for having me. My full name, my artist name is Gina Musa. I live in New York City currently. I moved back to New York City in 2012, and prior to New York, I was living in London for a couple of years, and this is where all my operations take place from.
We will talk a little bit about your life, because it's pretty colorful, and I want to keep people interesting in our interview, so we'll be giving our listeners dosage of greatness. What I would love today to talk about is a little bit about your past, little bit about your song that I played first for whole world to hear a few years ago. So let's first maybe say, because people who listen to you and know you, they know that you were singing before under your original family name. Yes, and could you tell us a little bit, why did you choose change Gina Musa right now? And before, you were singing under
my real name, which is Gina Heiser. So all my previous musical work is released under my real name, which is Gina Heiser. So my whole music journey started with me being a little girl growing on the streets of New York City. My father brought me here when I was 8 years old from Poland. Growing up in New York City, I fell in love with music and I fell in love with fashion, where music and fashion was everywhere. By the time of the age of 10, my father noticed that I would know every song on the radio and I would be able to sing every song on the radio. Here in the United States, we had musical education in elementary schools. So 1 year I had violin, another year I had the flute. So that developed my hearing and my musical theory. And later, at the age of 15, my father decided to go back to Poland. So me still being a minor, he took me with him. And over there, I decided to continue my musical education. So upon finishing my high school, I applied to music college, which is in Poznań. I got accepted, and then upon graduating from my music school in Poznań, my journey outside of my musical education and my first professional gig took me to Dubai. In Dubai, I was working for this 5-star hotel with a 7-piece band, and our first contract was for 6 months. And it's there that I later partnered with another person, and it was a person from New York whose original band was breaking up, and he decided to stay back in Dubai and put a local band together. So he offered me to be in his band, and he also hired another singer, and she was Somalian. She was born and raised in Dubai, and at first we were singing with him. Then we formed, me and her remained, and we formed a bigger band, and we became the best cover band in Dubai. So we were playing for like the opening of this best hotel in the world, which is called the Burj Al Arab. We were playing, most of the musicians from my band later on were also from the States, except for the keyboard player, he was Canadian. And we would be doing big gigs like for the U.S. Embassy, for the U.S. Army, so big, big corporate events. And later, that whole situation, somebody from my band inspired me that I should maybe try songwriting. And then my friend, the Somalian girl, and I started writing songs together. And then we approached BMG in Dubai, and we got our first record deal. Although that didn't really take us anywhere because they didn't have sort of the funds then to like send us to England to mix our songs and everything. So nothing really much happened. After that experience, I decided to prepare a few demos and contact a studio in the UK and try to go and mix and mix and finish my songs in the UK. I contacted through somebody recommended these studios in Shropshire, and which is very close to Manchester, United Kingdom. And I flew over there, and the studio put me together with this amazing producer who came down from Manchester. I booked the studio for like 3 days and the hotel and everything. And this producer from Manchester came down, he recorded the song, and he liked me so much and my voice and everything that he brought me back to his record label, which was All Around the World Records. Their headquarters was in Blackburn. But the main operations were taking place in, the owners lived in Blackburn, but the main operations were taking place in London. I recorded a few songs with them. One of them was even with a sample from Steely Dan, which we got the permission from MCA from. Another song, Obsession, which I later sent to my contacts in Dubai, and it became a really asked for song on Dubai radio. Somehow, within that time, actually in London, my personal manager, Emily Taylor, who was working at the Brixton Studios in London, she was pushing me to go into modeling as well. So I was a little bit apprehensive, but she said, listen, though, you don't have to worry. You don't have to sign with any modeling fashion house. I have personal relationships with the people who send people to for casting. So I'll just link up with these people, and we'll just send you for castings. And if you have an opening, if you have some time, you can just do these fashion shows. So we did that for a while. However, within the UK music scene, I was always my favorite music ever since I was a child here in the United, growing up in the US and New York. My favorite music was always had that more of that American flavor. When I had my cover band in Dubai, we would do a lot of like R&B songs. And then I discovered that my favorite singer was Toni Braxton. I would do all her songs. So I was trying to get to defer my music into kind of like more R&B style in England, but that wasn't going very well. Basically, you know, the label and everything that they had to offer was pushing me in the direction of more like the UK house. Anyway, so I really wanted to kind of get more into that R&B situation. So that later, my whole agreement with my manager and with my music production in England sort of fell through, and that's when I decided to come back to the States. I first landed in Boston for a couple of years. It was due to a person who was managing me. It was trying to get me record deals with like in New York with Arista and with some other Water Music Records. I think it was in California and a couple of others. So I landed in Boston while we were working on these deals. However, my relationship with the manager fell through. It didn't work out. But I later, through my still London connections, this amazing keyboard player, his name is Philippe Sass. He's a French musician. He said that he could introduce me to Nile Rodgers.
Okay. Now you cannot so easily talk about this situation, because I don't know even what to say about that. every artist in the world dreams about working, collaborating with Niles Rogers. This is like the biggest name in our industry. Everybody knows him. When a few years ago, you premiered your song, Habibi Love, which we'll be talking about the song a little bit later, on Accent On with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio. I was so excited for you then because you achieved something that, like I mentioned, every singer all around the world only can dream about. You wrote and collaborate on Habibi Love with like the legendary Nile Rodgers. So I would love to play Amazing Greetings by Nile Rodgers for me and Accent On, introducing premiere of the song to the world. And here it is. We will be playing right now.
Hey, I'm Nile Rodgers.
And I'm Gina Heiser.
And you're listening to our new song, Habibi Love.
On LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa.
Oh my gosh, Gina Musa. This is Musa. I don't know if you call Gina Musa or Musa. How again?
It's very flexible, Ilona. In Poland, people can say Gina Musa. More of like Italian people are going to say Musa. More American English people are going to say Musa.
Gina Musa. After listening to Habibi Love and to your new song, which we'll be talking in a moment about too, another premiere on LA Talk Radio on Accent On with Ilona Europa. The new song name is Incomplete.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. But I need to ask you this question. How did you meet Nile Rodgers? And yes, you were just lucky, or you were just one of the kind? Because I don't even know that people remember that this gentleman, he's a singer, songwriter, he's a guitarist. He also sold more than 500 million units and 75 million singles worldwide. 75 million singles. He is 3 times Grammy Award winner, who worked with David Bowie, Madonna, George Michael, Lady Gaga, Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams, Dua Lipa, and Gina Musa. So how did you meet him?
Interesting that you said that he is someone that every artist in the world would love to collaborate with. Well, yeah. The story goes that when I was still that little girl growing up in New York City and listening to the radio and knowing every song on the radio, somehow, you know, going through flipping through all the stations and everything, somehow I got very much attracted to disco music. I find because it's a fun dance music, but somehow in certain arrangements you find a very ambitious arrangement, which is what you find in Nile Rodgers' production. It's a very ambitious arrangement. When you listen to the bass and the way Bernard Edwards plays the bass, it's hardly anybody in the world can play a bass like that. It's very complex. And it's very
driven and
very special. It's a very special gift. So my dream as that little girl I wish one day when I grow up, I could meet the person who's writing these incredible songs. This was my dream. And his songs, I think, are one of my favorite dance songs out of all the, you know, recordings made. And I think that his songs are timeless, you know, when it comes to his, even David Bowie productions, but especially the production that he did for his band Chic and for Sister Sledge. He recorded the biggest sister hits for Sister Sledge, like We Are Family, Lost in Music, Greatest Dancer. I mean, these are just songs that just never, we never get tired of, and they never age. So when Philippe Sass suggested that, you know, he should introduce me to Nile Rodgers, I was like, oh my God, like, hello. So the introduction took place, and the most amazing thing happened. Nile asked me to send him a few songs, you know, that I did in the UK, which I did. And then he offered to sign me to his deal. to his record company, which was Something Else Music Works. But something else happened in the meantime. My trips between London and Dubai, going back to Dubai, I started going back and forth, back and forth between London and Dubai. And I managed to get a deal to sign an exclusive deal with EMI, which was one of the four major record labels, right? All the three other ones were American, and EMI was from the UK. So I managed to sign a record deal with EMI. And that prevented me from signing a deal with Nile Rodgers. So I gracefully declined, but I said to him that it's my dream to work with him. And I'm hoping that sometime in the future, a situation will open and this dream will be possible. So, you know, he was
Habibi Love. This is the song that people need to check out one more time. I know you have a video on YouTube. I know your website, which is www.ginamusa.com. It's very easy, so people can just listen and a little bit find out more about you. And they will love the song. It's just everything what Dance Floor needs. And even when it was 3 or 4 or 5 years ago that I listened to the song for the first time, I think this song can just be forever hot. And we'll be loving to dance to it. So I will play Habibi Love in the end of our interview. And I will be also playing new song of yours. We will be premiering Incomplete. Could you tell us a little bit about this one? You wrote the lyrics to Incomplete, yes?
That's correct. Yeah. So I will perhaps maybe start with my name change. How did my name change come about? When I first recorded the song in Habibi Love, I was still in the girl band. We were called Hypnotic Girls, and we released these songs with EMI, with our deal with the Middle East. So the region for these songs were Middle East and North Africa, although the song was also signed to Warner in Europe because they saw the potential. But it was mainly signed to Universal Music out of Dubai, and that the regions were Middle East and North Africa, which is called the MENA region. So up until that point of completing Habibi Love, I was in a girl band, and the profile of our music was American woot music with slightly tastefully integrated Arabic Middle Eastern accents. So that could be either a couple of words, not too many, you know, a few words, or some elements in the music composition or the arrangement. So this was the profile of my music and my girl group music. Upon the split up of my band, which is when the split happened, it actually happened right before the release of Habibi Love. So Habibi Love was actually initially recorded, and even the video was shot with the other girl. But because then the breakup took place, I had to go back to the record company and say to them, hey guys, I'm a Polish American girl, and this song is for the Middle Eastern market. You know, while living in Dubai, I did manage to learn a little bit Arabic, and I wrote the lyrics for the song and the whole concept, Habibi Love, because before Habibi Love, the word Habibi had never been used in the Arabic literature as an adjective. I'm the one who created the term Habibi Love. When I first delivered the song to my manager, Richard Hussein from EMI, and my A&R team, they said, because it's in the Middle East, so they speak Arabic, they said, Gina, you can't use the word Habibi like that. And I said to them, no, you don't understand. I'm a foreigner. I can use the word any way I want. And this is my concept. I said, there's so many people, there's so many marriages, you know, interracial, international marriages. There's so many girls who are married to Arab men all around the world. There's so many people who will be able to connect with it. And somebody who is, for example, an American girl or a Polish girl who doesn't speak Arabic, and her husband, so the word Habibi means my beloved, my love. So if her husband is her Habibi, or her baby boy, if she's got children with him, the boys are, you know, also Habibi. So you will say Habibi like, Habibi, come here, you know, give me a hug or something like this. So it's Habibi as a person. But I can also say to my husband, I can say to him, hi, baby, give me some, come here and give me some of that Habibi love. Or I can say to my son, come here and give me some of that Habibi love. So then my manager, when he heard my concept and my idea, he said, oh, my God. this is brilliant. Like, you just created something that's never been done before. And this is how the whole concept was born. So the song is actually addressed to people who are on non-Arab, you know, background, but who are somehow in some way intertwined with that culture, and they're going to be able to connect with it. So this was the concept of the song. But
we'll be listening to the new version, yes, of the song from 2019. Yeah. So it's also, I need to say that Radio LA Talk Radio will be playing this song for the whole world to hear. I'm not sure that Facebook will allow us to play to the audio, because song was written and signed to Warner, and sometimes they just don't let us. We have only 3 minutes right now left, so I really need to a little speed up our interview. So I would love to play the song, and hopefully we can see you, Tiny, on video also. But mainly today, what I want to do is to play your new song, yes? So if you can give us a bit information about Incomplete.
Right. So about a year ago, I changed my name to Gina Musa because of the breakup. So I wanted to kind of start fresh. I mixed one of my previous songs in a studio in New York, which is called Platinum Studios, and it belongs to a whole team which was behind the Fugees, and they did records with like big superstars in the US, like Alicia Keys, Mary J. Blige. When they saw me posting on Instagram pictures that I'm mixing my song in their studio, they approached me and they got interested in me, and then I got invited to Florida. And I got put together with their producers, and on spot in the studio, when I heard the music, I wrote the lyrics. It inspired me. And I think this song will inspire a lot of people, because now in this time of COVID, you know, when couples, and could be boyfriend, girlfriend, marriages, you know, married couples are living together, and they're together all the time. They have no time apart. So sometimes people who are even so much in love with each other, and that they think he or she is the one, they start taking each other for granted. And this is the subject about what the song talks about. This is the guy of her dreams. She loves this guy. He's the only good guy in her life. But she said some things to him, you know, and the guy disappeared. And then she hasn't heard from him. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, her phone rings, and she looks at the phone and she sees his name. But in this 2 weeks, she already thought, you know, if I get a chance to talk to him, what am I going to say to him? So she picks up the phone, but there's silence on the line. But she thinks maybe he's listening. Maybe it's just by accident. But in case if he is listening, she opens up and she tells him how she really feels about him.
Beautiful. So today is the day. I am very honored that we can premiere your song on Accent On with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio, Accent On London edition. Again, Gina Musa is in New York right now. We have whole world in our hands. And even when we are complete, your song is named Incomplete. So I'm so excited for you, for me, and for hopefully everybody to listen to this amazing, wonderful, wonderful song. I want to congratulate you so much. You did a great job. Vocals, arrangement, production, everything is just perfect. So let's listen to Incomplete, and then later let's listen to Habibi Love. We love you, Gina. And
thank you so much for having me.
Always, please call me, write to me, because I'm here to promote my dear friend, not only because you are Polish American, because I just love you and I think you are the most gorgeous and talented human that I met. Okay? So I love you and talk to you soon.
Today my phone rang and I saw your name. Silence all the light. So if you can hear me now, I still believe that loving is everything. Can't take this time passing. Now the magic that I felt with you is missing. I can't keep tripping. Don't be so distant. Baby, come home. Your love is missing. I need you here with me, baby. I'm But if you will take me back, I'll change my way. Won't play no game. My life is a movie. I need you in this movie scene. It's only been 2 weeks. I had time to think over things. I need you to know. Which way do I go? Which way do I go? Searching for some answers. Boy, I need them from you.
Happy.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent On London Edition. Today in our studio, we have with us Natalia Matushik, our legal expert, former Deputy Attorney General at Department of Justice, attorney at law serving Southern and Northern California. Hi, Natalia Matushik. Nice to have you back to our show.
Hello, Ilona. Nice to see you again. Thank you for having me.
I think life is little getting better, yes. Hopefully COVID in America is slowly, slowly disappearing. I'm in London. Yes, like we talked before our show, situation is a little better. We have our stores open. We can eat outside. So seems like people feel like life slowly is going into better direction. But that's normal life, what we call normal life. We are talking about law. We are talking about people who have a real, real problem in life with a legal situation. And they, for almost a year and a half, they sometimes think, nobody can help me. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. We don't even know if even I'll contact a lawyer. This is the smart idea for right now. So we have you here with us, and you are coming back to our show almost every 2-3 months. Everybody who wants to listen to your advices from the previous interviews, please go to LA Talk Radio Accent On page and scroll down and find out your name, Natalia Matushik, or go to Facebook, Accent On TV Radio, and then also scroll down. You will see Natalia face and pictures, and then you can go down. We had many wonderful interviews with you, probably more than 15 right now. So today is another day, because I ask you to give us three questions that you can give us answers to, and prepare something that you know people want to know. So one of the questions that you think is worth to talk about is, what kind of cases do you handle? So who is your perfect client, of course?
Yes. Thank you, Ilona. Again, thank you again for having me on the show. Well, as you know, I handle a variety of cases, but not all of types of cases. I definitely handle civil litigation cases, you know, personal injury, because as a trial attorney, I have a lot of experience in trying cases, which is a great quality to have if you have a client who has suffered some sort of an injury and needs an attorney to represent them, either negotiate a settlement or take it all the way to a jury trial. We've discussed previously on other shows that I also handle professional licensed defense cases, which very often are tied into other cases such as criminal convictions or, you know, an open criminal case or even family law cases. I've recently, not recently, I've done it for years, but recently I've conducted quite a few restraining order cases because, and we'll get to this, subject later on in the show. That's one of the cases that has not been really affected by COVID because it's considered by the courts sort of an emergency matter. Therefore, they are given priority over other cases as opposed to cases that kind of, for the lack of a better word, have to stand in the line and wait for their day in court. And I do handle criminal defense matter from time to time, but I have to be honest with you, although these cases I can handle very easy since I, you know, was a prosecutor and handled many criminal trials as a DA, I I'm okay with taking on a case like this if somebody is innocent or wrongfully charged, which actually happens more often than you would think, or if somebody is overcharged. So if they have, engaged in illegal conduct, but the DA basically is charging them with more than they should, I'm more than comfortable to take on a case like this. But definitely if a criminal case is inherently connected with the professional license defense, those I would say are my areas of expertise. I don't claim to be an expert in every area of the law, but those four areas I can definitely help somebody if they need help.
Wonderful. So now will be the best time to give information how to contact you.
Thank you, Luna. So my personal cell phone is 858-868-1810. And my website is www.licenseadvocate.com or www.yourlicensinglawyer.com. They take you to the same URL.
Wonderful. And of course, people who are watching our video interview will be having all this information listed under our interview. So with the current status of the COVID-19 pandemic in California, what can clients expect? You mentioned that some things are called priorities or emergency. Some are waiting long. And how, even if you get your date in court, how does this look right now?
So as you know, California is doing quite well with the COVID-19 pandemic, with the amount of vaccinations we've had, and things are definitely getting back to normal. Well, the new normal, I should say. But I would say to clients who are seeking legal help that they, first of all, should be very patient with the changes that have been occurring and that are taking place right now, but also be patient with their attorneys, because as attorneys, we have to kind of educate ourselves on a daily, weekly basis, because these rules have been changing. And I could give you numerous examples how in one county you could have a restraining order hearing in person, and in another county it can only be done via, it's not really Zoom, there's a different online program for courts, but let's just use Zoom just for the, you know, so that people understand it's done via video conference, basically. Clients should be patient and expect that an attorney does not always have the answer as to what is the current status, and depending on the court, like whether it's civil, family, criminal, or the Office of Administrative Hearings, and of course a different county, it's also changes weekly. And I've been,
but that's not supposed to stop from contacting you.
Oh no, and I'd be happy to give people an answer as to what they can expect in a given case.
So I understand that the first conversation or phone call will be free, and you probably are taking clients after you are listening to the story and problems, and probably will give them some type of advice how they need to pursue and what time limit maybe they will be waiting.
Yes, absolutely. And if a certain potential client has a case that I personally cannot handle, I will always give them a great referral as to what kind of attorney can handle this specific case.
So
they can
explain. Who are listening to us right now and watching us, and we are talking about people who are in Southern California and Northern California, yes?
I only handle cases as far as civil, family, only restraining order hearings. Professional license defense is the only type of cases that I can handle in any any area in California, southern or northern, because the Office of Administrative Hearings and the Attorney General's office pretty much handles cases in Southern California or Northern California. So professional licensed defense, yes, I can handle in the entire state of California. As far as civil litigation, personal injury or family law or the criminal defense or, you know, restraining orders, those required several in-person court appearances, for the most part, in-person court appearances, those I can handle in Southern California, but, you know, I would probably refer to another attorney in Northern California.
Right. So, again, if people are watching us and listening to us, they supposed to just take matter to their own hands and make the first step. First step is to not be afraid, do not wait, because obviously we know that cases are piling and times are probably are pushing certain cases forward and forward, but there are also some cases that need to and they will be taken care of much faster because they are called emergency. You never know. So we want people to feel comfortable to talk to you, and hopefully a lot of people already hear, know you and listen to you and understand you really can help. So one more time, let's give people phone number because you are giving your phone number to everybody. And yes, so for free consultation or first conversation with future client, this is the phone number. Could you give us one more time?
It's 858-868-1810.
Wonderful. And you mentioned something in the beginning of the show that you have some samples, example of court dates that you had with some client that was pretty unusual. Could you?
I've had many court appearances during the COVID pandemic, and of course, it changes, and it's really fascinating from my perspective how different cases are treated differently. Criminal courts actually have been open for quite some time. And although there are all these rules with social distancing, you only can have a few people in the courtroom at a time. Obviously, you have to wear masks. You know, so criminal courts have, although they were closed for a while or operated in a limited capacity, I feel now they're getting to the point that basically people are trying criminal cases. The one area of the law that I feel has been mostly affected by COVID actually has been the administrative hearings. So professional license defense, the Office of Administrative Hearings has been holding trials or hearings because they can do it remotely. That's one of the areas of the law that I feel has not been affected as much
that's
as
your
others.
Specialty right now. That's your specialty. That's what you are doing for a long, long time. So again, I want everybody who feel like they need help and they are afraid or they feel like it's a wrong time right now, or they feel like they need to wait a little bit longer because of COVID, I think they need to know that they need to move faster right now. Just don't wait. Ask for help, because help is there for all of us, you know? So Natalia Matusik, our legal expert, is here with us. We have your phone number. Everybody can look and listen to your past conversation with us, interviews, a lot of great information there, but it's always the first step. The first step is to pick up the phone and just call you. That's it.
Call me or text me. I respond to text messages probably faster if I'm in court and I cannot pick up the phone. If somebody can text me with their name and their, you know, basic legal issue, I will respond almost right away.
Thank you so much for today and have a nice evening or day. Because I'm in London, you are in Los Angeles. Thank you again. And I will say goodbye to our legal expert, Natalia Matusik.
Thank you, Ilona.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.